Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma, 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker in Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, it was a new record. We talked to trucking company owner Joe, who made $4.1 million last year. It's still just shocking. And that's not even his other businesses. That's just his trucking company.
Yeah.
And the most humble, down-to-earth, Wrangler-wearing guy I've ever talked to. I loved it. All right, today we've got Denise on the phone. Denise in beautiful Auburn. Hi, Denise.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. Thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary.
You're very welcome.
Oh, so sweet. And Ronnie, I thought I would have you ask the other half of the question since Gabe's not here. Does that sound good?
I like it. That'll be fun.
Yeah, you never got to ask before. That'd be kind of fun. So, Denise, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put a minute on the clock. Ron and I are just going to ask you as many questions as we can before the buzzer goes off. After that, we're going to play a song, you know, gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We're going to guess what we think you make, and then you're going to share your salary. And you are, by the way, an in-home caregiver. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, in-home caregiver. Denise, are you on your way to the job right now?
I am actually taking my kids to school, so you're going to hear me tell them that I love them real quick.
Oh, well, that sounds awesome. I'm glad you do that every day. That's important.
Oh, I don't do it every day, but yeah, we can pretend like I do.
Only when they're not bugging the crap out of me, then I tell them that. All right, here we go. 1 minute on the clock. Denise, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, Ron, on your mark, get set, and you're going to start. Go.
Do you wear Hoka shoes?
I do. Ooh.
Okay, Denise, how long have you been an in-home caregiver?
12 years.
You're full-time?
Yes.
How many kids do you have?
3.
How many homes are you going to in a week?
1.
Oh, and how long have you worked for this one particular client?
A year and a half.
What are your certifications?
I am a HCA, but I do have my phlebotomy license and life experience, I guess.
Okay. What kind of car are you driving?
Right now, 2013 Town and Country. Love you too. Have a good day at school.
What kind of water bottle you use?
What kind of water bottle do I use?
Using a Walla?
Oh,
any water?
No, you don't drink any water, and you're an in-home care provider.
Yeah, you need coffee, man. I need the energy.
I love Denise. Okay. Anybody got no time for water? Come on, man. All right, Denise, the in-home caregiver. If you're listening right now and you think you know, you got to guess. This is the fun part because it's interactive. We will use somebody, one of your texts, is our guest, so go ahead and fire it off, 253-642-WOLF. And again, Denise in Auburn, just dropping off the kids. Love you, kids. Have a good day. Don't go to the nurse unless you have to. What do you think she's pulling in every year? Put your name and where you live on those texts. Bring them in, and you're going to find out in about 3 minutes what Denise makes right after Luke Combs on The Wolf.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Denise in Auburn. She's awesome. She's a Spitfire. And she is a home caregiver. Here are some other things we just learned. By the way, the acronym for what you do, Denise, is HCA. You do not wear Hokas, or does she does, Ron?
She does.
She does wear Hoka shoes. You've been doing this for 12 years. You got 3 kids, 1 client. You're full-time. You've been working for this client for a year and a half, and you drive a 2013 Town and Country, and she don't need no stinking water bottle because she drinks coffee. Who needs water?
Yeah.
All right, I got to go first because I was the winner yesterday. So many texts were in this similar range, but this text seemed very authoritative. I'm also an HCA. I'm a lead in Silverdale, and I make 43.7. So I'm going to guess, since it's Auburn, 45. No offense, Auburn. So I'm going to go with that, $45,000. Ronnie?
So I think it's a little bit more. The Hoka shoes, they are in right now. If you're wearing Hokas, you're kind of legit. So I'm going to go with Sammy and Roy. They're saying 64.
Yeah, I saw a mom in my neighborhood wearing them the other day, and the word Hoka is so big on those shoes. You want everybody to know you're wearing
Hoka
shoes.
It's a statement, yeah.
It's a statement piece. So I like the higher salary for that. Okay, so our guesses are 45 and 64, but that doesn't matter. Denise, everybody wants to know how much you're actually making as an HCA, a home care giver. It's time to share your salary.
What is the number?
Yeah.
52.
52. Oh. Ron, it feels almost... No, I think I got you on that one. 52.
By a little bit, yeah.
Okay, so there was a lot of texts, Denise, that came in about the same, like 47, 50, 52, and all of the HCAs who checked in said, you don't do it for the money, you do it for the love and helping people out. Would you agree with that?
Yes, it is completely... That is what we do. I actually am arguing with one of my friends right now, kind of, because I did go get my phlebotomy license, but I love my clients so much. I don't want to give them up right now. And phlebotomists make about the same amount as I do, and I have a little bit more flexibility as a caregiver than I would as a phlebotomist.
Gotcha.
If that time comes where you're able to leave, would you go on to maybe like a nursing program or become a phlebotomist? Or do you want to just find another patient that you really like?
So it's hard. So when you find somebody that you click with, you hold on to them. I mean, I've done several end-of-life ones, like where I've gone to, you know, you could say end-of-life with the people. And that's, like, my favorite thing to do because it's, I mean, it might sound morbid, but it's an awesome time in life. You get to see, you get to appreciate things that you don't see normally, you know?
Yeah. And I got to say, salary-wise, you're doing pretty good, better than most people. Like, we had so many HCAs that said they make 37 to about 45. So you're doing better than all they are. I have a real quick question, though, and this comes from a personal experience. Do you know of any people that do what you do but that aren't licensed and are just scammers and are trying to take people's inheritance and their whatever leftover money they have, they're trying to get it when they pass?
I don't know anybody, but I would hope if you find that person, they go to jail.
Yeah. We had a lady like that attach herself to my mom when she was in her final years. And after my mom did pass away, she kept her car. And we had to go over to her house and get the car back because she just thought no one was going to notice that she had my mom's car at her house. And who knows what else. But it was kind of icky, if you know what I mean.
So there is a major law. Like, you cannot... It's called financial abuse.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's a big no-no. You could end up with jail time with that as a caregiver.
Yeah, this woman was terrible. She also sold my mom this dog, and she made my mom pay. This was like nobody's dog, and she charged my mom like $1,200 for this dog. I'm like, Mom, this lady's scamming you. But it's tough. Once they get in there and the person likes that person, well, she takes care of me. She does nice things for me. And I'm like, okay. She's also taking your money, and your car is gone, by the way. So, all right, Denise, not about me. We love you. We're so grateful that you found somebody good you work with. And, hey, I say for an HCA, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, can I do a quick shout-out?
You betcha.
Okay, so if you guys are in the union, if you're not in the union, you need to join the union. I'm sure that's the reason why I get paid so much. But you guys need to call the senators and the governors and all that and make sure that us caregivers are taken care of like everybody else, because we are taking care of the people that don't have anybody to take care of them, you know?
Amen. So. Amen, Denise. Well, we appreciate you saying that, and thank you for doing what you do.
I wouldn't have it any other way. Thank you.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations, Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.